Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good afternoon, folks, for a Monday, December 16th, 2013. This is Gary Wimmer with Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio, and we're glad to have all you folks with us this afternoon. Just want to let you know we have some callers calling in for readings and to make comments, and we will be getting to you in the order that you are connected to the switchboard. So just want to let you know, 216-412-404 and 717, we will be getting with you soon. First, I wanted to let my beautiful, smart, wise co-host, Jan Drake Bakke, introduce herself and tell us what she does. And it's some magic with some animal totems, correct, Jan?
Yes, it is. And thank you, Gary. Appreciate that. That is so nice. And just want to let all the listeners know, too, that I am grateful and blessed to be sharing the airwaves with Gary Wimmer. He is phenomenal and just one of the very best psychics that I know. And he does lithomancy. And anyway, I am doing the animal totems. And it's been quite an experience for me. And they've been coming in now for the last year or so more and more. I did notice them. I did notice them when I was first starting to date my husband years and years ago. And I didn't really know what to think of it. I just wasn't too keen on it until I started to get a little more training here with the Psychics Gone Wild group a few years ago. And it started to happen more and more. And I realized that this was something that I could do. And so now I'm focusing on it, and it's just a really miraculous experience. They're animal guides that in spirit that come around us. They're actual spirit guides, like your spirit guides, but they're animals. And they come in and they help us with messages on what we're doing in our life at that time, on specific matters, whatever we might be going through. And some of them are power animals, which are animals that will stay with us our whole life, and we have several of those too, and they'll stay with us. And then we have many totem animals that just come throughout our life, that they come through at different times when we need them, and they actually give us messages, and they inspire us, and they're kind of like, you know, angels in a way, is the way I see them. But anyway, they're not angels, but they're spirit animal guides, and they're guardians, basically. So anyway, that's what I've been focusing on. And it's just been a wonderful experience, and I'm so happy to be here on Psychics Gone Wild. And with the help of my teacher, Jethro Smith, the creator of Psychics Gone Wild, I've been able to do this, too. And that's what I've been doing.
Well, that's great, Sister Bakke. You are good at it, too. She is a managed to pick out the exact right animal to fit the right situation. And it's a pleasure working with you too, my dear. Just wanted to introduce myself real quickly. Oh, it's a pleasure. I started giving readings in the early 70s. I started getting aware of psychic ability in the late 60s, reading Edgar Cayce and things like that. So I started giving readings with regular playing cards and learning a little bit about tarot and palmistry and so forth way back in the 70s. In 1977, I had a near-death experience was probably the most fascinating thing I've ever been through. Showed me, first of all, we should never fear death, and showed me how there's one infinite mind that runs everything, that creates everything. Sure showed me a lot about the universe and creativity and psychic ability and so forth. For those of y'all interested, my book is called A Second in Eternity. You can just Google that, or you can go to Amazon or Kindle, look under A Second in Eternity. Quite a fascinating true story with all the original police records and everything in it. In 1980, I met a lady who gave me a reading by dropping stones. Well, I dropped stones into a circle of leather and lace, and it was very interesting, and she called it lithomancy. And she taught me, and since 1980, I've been using that. In a nutshell, what lithomancy is, it's basically divination by stones or gems. The particular method I use just involves 16 just normal stones. They're kind of colorful, but they're certainly not precious or gems. They're just colorful little stones from nickel size to a quarter size. There's 16. 10 of them are planet stones: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And the other 6 are personal stones: life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when I do them over the phone, as I will be doing today, I charge them up, hold them in my hand, ask the caller to say drop after I tell them they're nice and warm and ready to be dropped. When the caller says drop, I drop them into this, like I said, a circle. It's about 14 inches in diameter. And I read it as a clock from the center to the top, which is 12 o'clock, the start of the first week, and around for 3 months, approximately 12 weeks. So I'll be offering lithomancy readings, or if you have some specific questions, and we'll be doing, both Jan and I will be giving some comments on everything. If we get a lot of callers, we're going to probably alternate back and forth. But having said that, you folks can also check out a lot about what Jan and I do by going to psychicsgonewild.com. Both Jan and I, Gary Wimmer, are listed there, and you can find a lot of information about our contact information and so forth. Now, having said that, we're going to take the first caller, which is area code 216. Are you there, 216? Can you hear us? Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon, how are you, girl?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
You.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What part of the country are you in?
What part of the country? Oh, Cleveland area.
Oh, Cleveland. All right. All mm-hmm. right. Well, good to have you on the show. Would you like a general reading? Do you have some specific questions and or both?
Yeah. I lost my job Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know if you see one coming to me in the near future.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'm charging up these stones, as I said, and meanwhile, my dear co-host, Miss Baki, will be seeing what kind of animal totems work
okay.
with you.
You know, forget December, so, no one hires at Christmas.
that's my first gut instinct, you're right, but that's just the nature of the beast.
Definitely betrayed, boy.
Well, it probably wasn't the first time in life, may not be the last, but every time something goes awkward in life, I think it gives us a chance to learn, to stretch out, to change other ways of thinking, to reach out, to see other goals and so forth. So stay encouraged, and meanwhile, these 16 stones are nice and warm. So Sharon, anytime you say drop, I'll tell you what I see in general for the next couple months.
Be quiet. No.
You dropped.
I just did. I hope that's what you said.
No, boy, that's unusual. Never heard of that.
Okay. The Jupiter's at the very top, and it says the way it's pointing is showing how you're looking at the past. But also, you're in a position right now, you're about to go through this sort of, even though there's a lot of change around you, you're about to use that change in a way to, first of all, allow yourself not to be bummed out during the holidays. Just that's a decision. Okay. Because you want this commitment of exactly that, not wanting to be bummed out during the holidays. So don't be afraid of making that commitment yourself and following through on it. Because by doing that, you're saying, here's what I want, to have a good time, and sure enough, you're creating it. And that gives you a lot of conviction about other things, how you can create that with yourself as far as jobs, as far as getting your resonance, as far as getting confidence back. So as you go through this next couple of days and week, not only keep this commitment with yourself, how you're going to look forward and you're going to make things happy regardless of the situation, you're going to make yourself happy and enlightened, it really starts helping you do two things, actually three things. It helps you start thinking outside the box. It helps you having like a lot of, just as I was saying before I dropped these stones, when you go through change, sometimes it spins you around and says, hey, look east, you know, or look north. You haven't been looking that way. So not only does it offer you a lot of fresh ways of looking at things right now, it's also offering you a fresh way to organize yourself, to see yourself emotionally, and to start creating a lucky cycle for yourself sooner rather than later. And remember, the first thing
tomorrow.
You want sooner in the next week and a half to two, you're going to have it. But by right now, you can make this decision how you're just not going to you're going to have a good Christmas. You're going to have a good season. You're going to have a good New Year's. Just set your mind that way and don't let anything change it. Because as you
I
do that,
I had to absorb it. I absorbed it Saturday and Sunday. Now I've accepted it. Does that make sense? Okay, go on.
Yeah. Because that's exactly where you need to be, is moving forward. You did a quick absorption, so you're actually things are going to be moving fast for you these next couple weeks in a very positive way. Yes, it's probably after the year before you can really get resumes going out and contacting people. But
I already started. But,
yeah,
okay,
I meant before you start getting reactions from them.
I know.
But you've by the second into the third week here, you feel like things are really going your way. There's magic. There's feedback. Maybe not immediately, but you feel feedback from yourself because you know you've done what you can. You know you're organized. You know you're stretching out. You know you're creating a new lucky cycle. And you know that as you go through this, you're continuing to see the glass half full because the other option is no fun at all. So as you go through this, this is not only going to set you up to be a winner again and marketable again and know what new skill sets and how to use them and maybe learn some new things, but it's also taking a lot of fear out of your place, out of decisions, out of doubts. It's helping you see these parts in yourself where you're really healing, and that's going to help you a whole lot because by the fifth and sixth week here, you've conquered so much as far as healing, you're really getting back in balance with yourself. And all this time, I feel like you're getting feedback on jobs. And by the eighth and ninth and tenth week here, it feels like you're really, not only emotions and relationships are good, love's good, you feel a good strength of people, you feel support. And I do feel like not only you're seeing long-term plans then, but I think you're going to land something about then. So it may not be immediate. It could happen tomorrow. You could get some little things meanwhile. But it feels like by 7, 8, 9 weeks, you're really lining good options up that are really going to take you into the future. So you won't be looking at the past. You'll be looking ahead. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. So you do see me getting employed. That's the thing.
You're going to get employed. It's just you may have to try some different things, learn some new skills. There's some juggling going on. But it's also helping you organize. It's helping you get a lot of strength and determination. And it's helping you conquer your fears. And when you conquer your fears, you sell yourself better.
I know.
See what I'm saying?
Do you see me you don't see it, but by spring?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have good feedback here within the next, right at the first of the year, it feels like it picks up more as you get into January and February. And you might be doing some new training, too.
That's inevitable in jobs, you know. I mean, I expect that.
Okay, well, I've always been self-employed my whole life, so I've never worked for anybody. But I'm
going
to let my dear friend Jan pull an animal totem or two on you. Jan, are you there?
Yeah, great. Hi, Shan.
And I have to ask you, too. I was betrayed so bad by the man. It just does – I cannot fathom it. I just don't under. I didn't do anything significant. Does that make sense?
Oh, for me, yes. I mean, according to what I'm seeing, it does. Because I saw the dragonfly right away when you first start talking immediately.
What's
and it
that?
Says, be on the lookout for any falsehoods, deceit, or illusions that are clouding a current situation or relationship. So there, that says a little bit of it right there. You're being entirely too rational about everything and really need to tap into your deeper emotions, whatever they may be. This is a time when the magic and mystery of life is reawakening for you. It's important now to recharge your psychic energy, which you can do so by regularly meditating. And more than simply a change, you're going through a major transformation. So enjoy the process. So even if you're going through this hard time and like the falsehoods and deceit of what this man or the people have done for you, it sounds like it's going to be a major transformation too, which can always be very good, you know, the change and everything. So that's always something to look forward to, even though I know it's painful to go through this, and it really is. But at the same time, the major transformation and the change of it is brilliant. So, but also
God,
with
keep telling me that, please. Go on.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I always think that whenever a door closes, it's really hard to have a door close on you. But then you can always look forward to that new door opening up, you know, to something else that can be better
reason,
or different.
He didn't even have a reason, a good reason. I don't understand. You know.
Yeah, I know that it's bizarre when things like that happen. It's just totally off the wall and bizarre. But then you just never know what they might be, that person is going through. And they, it may be to your benefit, and maybe you're being protected. You're not supposed to be there anymore with that person.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So what do you see? Sorry, go on. I'm interrupting.
Well, I saw one more animal for you called the dog, and it says keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those you're closest to. Give your loyalty to those you love and cherish. And you're very loyal to your friends and work situation and community. And so you do your best when you do work where you can serve humanity in some way. And you thrive when you're living and working in groups of people rather than by yourself. And when And when someone needs something, you're often the quickest to respond. So maybe you're just not meant to be there. Maybe all your resources and all your goodness and everything that you're able to do is not going to be appreciated over there. And you got a quick out. They just bonk, you know. And something
That's exactly what happened.
Is going to open up. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you
Funny
see
how
something? Do you see a job? Do you see one also coming to me?
What I saw when Gary was talking, I saw flowers and like a rose garden type thing, which tells me that when the nicer weather comes in, that's going to be a good time for you. That's what it felt like to me when Gary was talking. I kept seeing roses and stuff. So that felt like to me that was a good time, you know, the spring or something like that is going to be really.
And Sharon, you can always listen back. In fact, all you folks can always listen back to the archives. Actually, you can download them to your computer so you don't have to wait for them to go through streaming or whatever. So go come back to the show, look under this show, download the archives, and stay inspired. Stay inspired, Sharon. There's more magic than beats the eye right now. And be
Thank
patient.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You too. God bless you.
Sure, Sharon.
Oh, have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
We are moving right along, and we have area code. See, which one? Which area code is this? We've got 412. 412, can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
My name's Keisha.
Tisha? Okay, I'm trying to put it in my computer because it has a longer memory than I do. So good to have you. Good to have you with us, my dear. Can I give you a general reading? You got some specific questions? What's up?
Well, I had a question. It's about someone hit my vehicle. Do you see their insurance company taking liability for this?
Do you know who they are? You know who the person is, right? You got the okay. I feel like they should, and you might have to push them a little bit. You know, it's like your insurance company should be able to kind of put pressure on them as well. That's what it feels like. Has your insurance company moved toward it at all?
No, because I didn't turn it into them because I'm thinking that I didn't really want to because I don't.
Right. You don't want your rates to go up.
Exactly.
I feel like if your insurance company was involved, they would be moving very fast on it because they know that they have to cover it. So you might see if you can get them to cover it somewhere or another, sort of like, well, I guess I'm going to have to get my insurance company to call you or the insurance investigator in town or something. Show them a little bit of power.
Right.
Unfortunately, the squeaky wheel is what gets the grease, and that's just the way it works in things. Because
so basically, I'm going to have to probably turn this into my insurance.
You may have to. You might be able to get them to respond quickly, but it feels like if they don't, they have to choose where they want to kind of deal with this and rather than make themselves more embarrassed or have another headache, that sort of thing. But you've always got that ace in your back pocket. Okay, well, I'll just call my insurance company. We'll just get this out in the open and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's the way you have to deal with a lot of companies. You have to kind of push buttons and, you know, I record conversations when I talk to AT&T so they can't come back next week and put a new rate on me, you know?
Right.
I'll play back the recording, you know, which has actually saved me several times from them changing the bill. They forgot to put it in the computer. Well, I didn't forget to record it. Does that help you, girl?
Yeah. Thank you.
That's what I'm feeling. Jan, do you have something quick to add to that?
I do. The lion just sort of came in here and said, hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront any situation. And listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively. Follow your heart rather than what you think you might what you should do. Go ahead and follow your heart. And let's see, you've taken on a project that at first seems overwhelming, even though you know you have the necessary skills and intelligence to complete it. And you're a natural leader and have great organizational skills. You like to stretch your capabilities and are always seeking to learn more. So that sounds like a real positive to me in dealing with this.
Okay.
I think you're on the right.
Does that make sense?
Excuse me. Go ahead.
On the right track. That was basically the only animal I saw. I was trying to see if I could see more, but I just kept seeing his head pop in. So I'm thinking this is who's showing up for you right now. In your life.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes the right wins. You just have to push the button a few times. And so don't be afraid of gently pushing it, then pushing a little harder, then saying, okay, here's what I'm going to have to do. Y'all leaving me no options. People don't want hassles. You know what? If you can let them know this is a hassle if you don't follow through, I think you're going to put yourself in a winning position sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Does that help
you,
Tish?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You have a good day, girl.
Okay.
And by the way, there's someone a couple weeks ago that called me on calling women girls. I got in that habit in Europe because I couldn't remember all the names of the Danish ladies, so everybody was sweetheart or girl. So if I slip, it's not meant to be condescending at all. Okay, we've got about 35 minutes yet. We've got several more callers, so we might start alternating. What do you think about that, Sister Jan?
That's fine. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to take 404 and 717. We're going to let Jan do some animals totems on you. 404, what's your name? Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Sarah.
Sarah, you doing all right?
I am.
Good.
Thank you.
What part of the country?
Well, I'm from Arkansas. I'm calling you from an Atlanta number, but I'm in Reading, Pennsylvania at the moment.
My God, you're spread out there, woman. That's good.
All right, I know. I know, right?
You got connections in every state.
I know. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it out.
Good.
Well,
would you
okay,
like a
so
general reading?
Why,
I got some questions. What's on your mind?
Well, okay. I'm going to let you pull out your rocks there. And tell me, I was reading before you guys came on, that you do a little bit, let's see here, talk about past lives sometimes, maybe. Well, apparently I'm a healer, and I'm supposed to be doing something very soon. I also have something I'm supposed to find, and apparently some exciting things in my life, but... maybe you
well, I'll tell you what,
on.
Whenever you say drop, I'll tell you what I see.
All right.
How's that?
Okay. All right. Drop them.
There you go. Okay. Because of the magic stone, the way it flipped here in a second, the first thing you wanted to tell me is to tell you is be patient. Things take time. Development takes time. No matter what psychic art you're doing, or even if you're learning to play piano. But you are on the right track, and you're on the right track because you're both allowing yourself to heal over issues, and you're learning through that process. So it's kind of both things are processing at once right now. You're kind of feeling this transformation into a much more like a life you have more control over, and you want to have more direction and so forth. And there's certain... plans that didn't happen right so much in the past, but you're like ready to take a whole new approach to them and so forth. There is a lot of letting go that you're doing in this first week or two, as well as recognizing your intuitive ability, as well as healing. That's a lot of that. All that energy is happening in the first week or so. And as you go through that, you're going to feel like the effects it has on you, the effects it has on how you see men, both present, past, and so forth. And it's going to start a bunch of changes in you that are going to sort of stir up the stew so you can look around a lot. Different ideas, different methods, different things to learn, different things to approach, different people to learn from, different whether it's meet up or whatever. You're starting to go through a lot of stuff maybe toward the holidays and after, where you're really venturing out, going to teachers, learning other things, communicating, writing, developing other techniques and so forth, because there's a lot of changes coming in your life and you might as well benefit from them. They're opening up more options from you rather than fewer. You've gone through a time of kind of constriction and healing recently, and as you break free of that, don't be afraid to reach for the stars. Because as you do, you expand your own consciousness, and by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you have a lot of real, much more practical idea of not only your skill set, but where you're going to go with it, what you're going to do with it, what your certain niches are going to be. And that puts you on the starting point. Because from there on, you start developing more and more about your own niche. It also helps you have a commitment to this process. And it also helps you with feeling very fortunate and lucky around with relationships and with communication and with things about your place that have been sort of need to be straightened out, so to speak. And by the 9th to the 12th week here, all this ties together, and you've got a real refreshed sense of love, of purposefulness and direction, as well as techniques and so forth. And it starts from this first week of you really letting go of a lot of things so you can think big and expand, that sort of thing. And beyond, like I said, the first stone I saw was the magic stone. It's outside the circle. So it's saying you know, if you want to play in Carnegie Hall, you sit out, got to sit down and do your lessons. You got to practice. You know, I play piano and guitar, and I know that, you know, I play all my life, but I also had to spend a lot of time learning how to play. So don't be afraid of investing the time in learning, in letting go, of being flexible, of looking at this and this and this, because every little step along that way gives you more information and more. It'll head you toward a little bit more east or west, or it starts pointing you in maybe a lot of directions at first and more focused in the next couple months. That's kind of what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you? Well, we might have lost the caller. I guess we did. Yeah, I noticed. I looked back up. I was looking at the stones, and somehow she got disconnected. So having said that, we've got a lot of callers, and I'm going to let area code 717 on, and we are going to let Jan do some animal totems for you. 717, are you there?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
Hi.
Dawn?
Dawn?
Yes.
I'm going to let Jan do her magic on you, and we're going to alternate because we got a lot of callers. You ladies
okay.
have that.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I guess my question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. No, go ahead. I saw an animal, but I'd be curious to what your question is. Consider or thinking what the animal might do with this.
It revolves around like immediate finances, but I'm wondering also. I'm kind of at a crossroads as far as business aspect goes. Looking for direction. I mean, I'm a reader, a healer, light worker. You know, like your last caller. Very creative.
Uh-huh.
As far as making,
yep. mm-hmm.
creating things. I need to be doing more with all of this, and I'm just kind of looking for more direction as far as where I should be.
Well, the animal that has come through really clearly here right away is a dolphin, and it says, take a few minutes today to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music, and think and behave lovingly and positively toward that person you may have difficulty with. I don't know if you're having anything like that, but and the dolphin, try dolphin breathing by taking 3 slow, deep breaths, each time exhaling with an audible poof sound. Then observe how you feel. I guess it's trying to tell you to maybe just do some deep breathing, which I try to do too every day with my meditations. Just in general, it's a nice thing to do. And I'm sure you already know that, but anyway, it's just letting you know that again. And it says you're a master communicator, mainly because you're able to listen at several different levels simultaneously. You're sensitive and keenly aware of people's feelings, and you live very much in the present. And I forgot what you were asking about exactly, but it says that because of your compassion and empathy, people seek you out for advice and counsel. You're highly intuitive, psychic, and even telepathic with both people and animals.
Yes.
And you rarely take things too seriously, turning everything into helping others. And you're also playful and innocent in a playful way, is what they're trying to say. So the dolphin is reaffirming your ability. To me, is what it's saying about your healing and abilities. You know what I mean? You're
yes.
surrounded by a dolphin who's telling you, yes, you're on the right path of continuing to be on the healing path, and that you're doing, you know, that's what you're wanting to do probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what you were asking in the very beginning. You said something in the very beginning. Was it about work, or what did you say? Sorry.
Financial situation, like right now, and then also as far as, you know, business-wise, because I am at a crossroads here. as far as
okay. The
direction.
And what direction to go in?
As far as like I want to stay in the metaphysical field and continue to be working from home. I'm a single mother, you know, with a 3-year-old, and I prefer to be working, you know, from home so that I'm close to her daycare, you know what I mean?
Right.
Plus it gives me the chance to, you know, to be able to help people more, I think, you know, whether it's on the phone or you know, live chat, giving readings, or, you know, healing, you know, things like that. But there's also the very creative side of, you know, making different things, because I work with herbs and oils and soaps, and, you know, I create all of that.
Wow.
And of course, what direction to take that so that I can really get it out there, you know, to people. I'm a Capricorn. I create things. I'm not a salesperson. So,
Yeah. Well, that is so cool. I love hearing that. I love to hear about other people who are involved in the business of healing and doing readings and doing all that kind of neat stuff. I love all of it myself too. And I know that someone who's trying to do some of this also, and I work from home also, that it's just you do it, you go at it, you know, one step at a time, and you deal with your schedule that you have because you have a child and you have things to do. And but basically what I was just seeing mostly was that animal, and I also saw someone in a manger scene, like a goat or a lamb, and I can't figure out if it's a goat or a lamb. So that's so weird, because I just see this scene, you know. But I think I'm going to go with seeing what the goat says, like the mountain goat,
mm-hmm.
and checking that out, and to see what it says for you. Let's see.
Well, I am a Capricorn.
Be very discerning. Oh, there you go. No, okay. Well, no wonder. That's cool. Okay, that makes sense. Be very discerning regarding your relationships, trusting your senses and intuition over your rational and logical mind. Stop butting your head against the wall trying to get through to someone who isn't accessible. Ask for the support you need in spite of any fear of being vulnerable. Keep moving forward step by step toward whatever goal you're after, trusting that you'll be able to climb over any obstacles and knowing that if you slip, you'll always land on your feet. It's critical that you spend time outdoors and immerse yourself in nature. Express yourself in creative ways as much as you can. And you're a very industrious individual with a strong work ethic. When you set out for a goal, you show great determination and endurance in achieving that aim. And you're very serious, focused, and willing to take on tasks that others are intimidated by. You're quite able to ride the natural fluctuations and cycles of life, moving through the various valleys and peaks with ease. Even though you're rather materialistic, you maintain a continual sense of the divine. So, to me, this animal is saying that you're going to be able to do whatever business you want to do. You're going to be able to pull it off no matter what it is, it sounds like to me. And so, just keep at it and...
And patience.
I don't
That's
know what
part
else.
Of life.
Patience and persistence. That's what I tell people all the time. Patience
it
and
is.
Persistence.
It is.
I need
it's
to
so
my
true.
My own advice, right?
Well, you know, I'm always having to learn that myself. But patience, persistence, and furthermore, it's all in the moment. So, every time you see yourself in the moment doubting magic happening, doubting your plans being able to work, just pull that weed, and then you've got all the flowers again. You know that,
right?
Believe
yeah.
in yourself. You've got a lot of magic. I can feel a lot of magic and energy with you, Dawn. So,
yeah. Yeah, well, I'm also a high priestess in the craft, so, you know, magic is a way of life.
Then turn it on yourself. We have to learn through our own lives. So when it gets dark, you turn on light. That allows you to know how to do it for yourself and helps you even better at helping other people with it. So it's not in vain.
Right.
You go through a little lost periods.
Okay.
Hope that helps you, girl.
Yes, thank you so much.
You have a good day, Dawn.
Great. Please call back.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thank you. Thank you both very much.
You too. And remember, y'all can always download the archives, listen back on the archives, and you can certainly check PsychicsGoneWild.com for both Sister Jan and I, and we can cover a lot more in a 30-minute reading than in a 3-minute reading. Having said that, I want to let you know we're about to get to area code 918-949-856 and 570. Our time's getting a little short, so we're going to do a little bit faster here, and let's see where the switchboard changed. Okay, we're coming into area code 918 right now. Can you hear me, 918?
Yes, I can. My name's Angela.
Angela, what a beautiful name.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's like Angel, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to probably alternate. Would you like a general reading? Do you have a specific question or a little bit of both?
I have something I'm trying to accomplish. Has to do with the cause I'm working on. I'm kind of banging my head against the wall right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me try some stones, and I'll focus on that interpret them, okay?
Thank you.
And, all you have to do, I'm kind of getting your energy into it and warming up. And in just a moment, I'll tell you, they're getting nice and warm. And all you have to do is say, drop anytime you feel like it. In fact, they're warm now. Whenever you feel like saying, but there you go, girl. I just did. Okay. You've got the commitment stone right in the center. And this is showing that you're starting to really, have things work for you in a lot of ways. You've got a commitment to making things happen. There's been a lot of recent changes and changes in communication and so forth. But there's also the Mercury, which represents communication. That's the first stone that dropped. So I could feel there's a lot of communication being reorganized in order to help you reignite a very lucky cycle in yourself, in your life, and open up this next 2 weeks, which is going to be ruled a lot by Jupiter and the Luck Stone. So even though there's been changes and you've hit a lot of walls somewhere, you're going to learn a lot of fresh techniques and purposes and ways to align yourself up here just for the next couple days and week, such that by the second and into the third week here, you've really ignited your magic dust again. Things are working for you. Everything seems to be kind of right time, right place. So it's not months away. It's just the next couple weeks away. And it's almost like you need some of this unpredictability and these shifts in your life in order to help you recreate a thought pattern, a fresh pattern for yourself, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Because by the third and fourth week here, both with support, with direction, with male energy, things are really working for you. You've got the sun right next to Mars, and it's pointing back to the Saturn stone. So things you organize, decide, prioritize in this first week or so, in the midst of a bunch of changes, are going to help you line things up. They're going to help you heal a lot of these issues that have to do with relationships and the past and things that didn't work, such that by the fifth and sixth week here, with the life stone, the way it's pointing outside the circle, it's showing that you've really transformed a lot of things, especially where it has to do with your doubts, your fears, the past, what you're up against, and how you can accomplish it. And it really affects relationships as well, too. So if you feel like you've been up against some walls right now, it's helping you figure different ways around them, you know? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
It's giving you other options.
I've been at this for 8 years, and it has to do when you said the word mercury, it's about the mercury in the vaccines, and that's why I laughed. And
really?
I know
mercury
has to do with communication as well. But
right. I didn't know. I was wondering why you laughed, because mercury did seem in a strong position.
Yeah, but I wanted to laugh really hard. I'm just like, even in a stone drop, it shows.
And what was your original question? I forgot.
Well, I have this cause. It's about getting
the cause. Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like it's going to take more life after the first of the year, even though you're promoting it now because of the holidays and so forth. It feels like after the first of the year, there's new ways to look at it, new ways to direct it, new priorities, new ways to make it work. And the parts of it that don't work, whether it's people or dysfunctionality, you can kind of start cutting that away so things become more efficient and so forth. And it feels like by the 9th to the 10th week here, not only with the projects that you're working on now, but just with your life in general, it feels like you've got this feeling of relief, of family, of happiness, of not so much, not so many walls you're having to work your way around. So this is a temporary condition you're going through, but you really have a lot of luck happening sooner rather than later, just in these first couple weeks. So it's kind of like you've been up against the tough part. Now you're ready to have the resolution, the freshness, the clarity, the optimism, and so forth. And when you come around to the end of this three-month period, the luck stone is the highest stone in here, and it's pointing outside, so you're going to not only have a lot of luck, you're going to realize how you created that luck, and it's going to have a lot to do with places and environment and things like that. You're much more lucky with whether it's you going to places or you being at your place. So,
I might be able to go to the United Nations again, possibly, you think?
It certainly feels that way. There is travel coming up, yes. And it's probably to unique places, different places, in addition to where you've already been or will or know about. It feels like there's some surprises coming up, probably toward the end of this three-month period. Yeah, so keep your hopes on, and you're working with a lot of pragmatic issues. Learn how to think around the obstacles so you don't get trapped behind them. That makes sense to you?
I think that's a good statement. That's a good statement.
That's what it felt like.
You spoke well.
Hope we help you, girl.
You did. You gave me a lot of hope, and sometimes the answer is right there.
You have a very lucky cycle right at the very top, luck in Jupiter. It's just, you've just been, it's right around the corner. Draw it to yourself. Okay?
Well, thank you for showing that to me. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
You have a good day. Let people know about
this
show and join us on Psychics Gone Wild. You can find more about both Jan and I. Okay?
Well, thank you. And thank you, Jan.
Sure. I didn't.
Well, we're going to give Jan.
I have a few.
We're going to give Jan area code 949. Are you there, 949?
I. Yes, I am.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Selena.
Selena?
Yes.
I'm going to let Magic Jan draw some magic animal totems for you and put her magic on it.
Okay.
Hi, Selena.
I have a question. Hi. I have a question. I was having some really bad, some difficulty sleeping last night. I don't know if it had anything to do with the full moon. It was almost like just like beaming like in my bedroom, and I just was tossing and turning most of the night. And anyway, I just wanted to see if there's something in particular coming up in the next couple of weeks. Or
I had a terrible night last night too. I couldn't sleep too well either. That's interesting that you, but I thought it, for me it wasn't. I wasn't sure it was the full moon. I had been out, and so I had expended a lot of energy. And sometimes when I do that, it's hard for me to sleep, but anyway, what I am seeing here is the most bizarre animal, and I've never seen this before. Oh my gosh, it's a porcupine. I don't even know what a porcupine means, so let's go and check that out. It says, make sure your diet includes nutritious and organic vegetables, especially green ones. It's important for you to move along at your own pace rather than hurrying because of pressure from others or external circumstances. There's no need to worry because you're well protected. So relax and enjoy whatever you're doing. Trust that you'll be respected as long as you respect others. Know that you have magical abilities as long as you maintain faith in yourself. And can you tell me what your question was again? I'm sorry. I got lost how you didn't sleep well last night, because I didn't sleep well last night either.
Yeah, I didn't sleep well, but I thought for some reason I feel like there's something that I needed to know. So.
Right. Well, and it also says.
And I couldn't remember my dreams. I've been trying to remember my dreams the past couple of nights, and I can't remember my dreams. I'm empathic, so I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I just was just curious what was going on.
And sometimes I don't remember my dreams either. I'll go for a few days where I don't remember them, and then all of a sudden they come back again. So you just never know. You might just be in a little place where maybe you're not supposed to remember them right now.
Yeah.
And then you know what I mean? Yeah. And then
yeah.
It'll come back again.
I did not sleep last night. This is crazy. I can't go to sleep. And
yeah.
Then I remember looking. I mean, it was glaring in my room, and I looked outside, and it was a full moon. It was like, felt like it was looking right at me. And then
I know.
A little bit later, then it was gone. So.
And then the moon was gone, you say?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, for me, as far as the full moon, that it really affects me a lot, the full moon. I mean, it does different things. A lot of times I'll end up writing poetry or not sleeping like last night, or maybe I might talk too much or something. It's kind of intense, you know. It affects everyone differently.
Yeah, it was pretty
and
intense.
So yeah, it really does. But so anyway, basically what the porcupine was saying is to watch your diet and don't hurry too much right now. Maybe just kind of chill out, you know, and don't worry too much and relax and try to enjoy it right now and enjoy things. Don't let it get you too much. And know that you have magical abilities. I always love hearing that kind of stuff because that sort of reaffirms your natural ability to be empathic and all of that good stuff that we like to be. And it says that you are good-natured and gentle and loving and enjoy just about anything that you're involved with.
Okay.
You, yeah, and it says it takes a while for you to reach a boiling point when others aggravate you, but when you do reach that point, you're capable of sticking it to them so that it works out for the best for both parties. And you live and let live, respecting everyone without being intimidated by anyone. And you handle crisis very well without getting terribly alarmed and are ready to deal with them as necessary.
That
so,
is true.
I mean, oh, good, yeah. So whatever, the full moon and also I think just this winter, I don't know about you, but the winter time right now for me has been pretty intense, and all these solar flares, and they say the change in the polar shifts that we're supposed to have done a flip-flop, all those things, you know, they can affect us without us really knowing it that much, but then some of us really know it, can really feel it, and, you know, and it, just sometimes in the winter time, especially Christmas time, too, we can have, you know, it's affecting us because it's such an intense time, and that could be part of it, too, and you're just, you know, just try to relax a little bit right now and just chill out, and I'm sure your dreams will come back again, and that's basically
okay.
what that animal is trying to tell you.
We hope
okay.
that helps you, Selena.
Okay.
Tell people about the show. Check back in with us, and we're so happy to have you tune in this afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, girl.
Sure.
We've got about 6 minutes. We've got two more callers. We're going to see if we can get to both of them. 856. Whoops, where is 856? 856, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Rosemary.
Rosemary?
Right.
Okay, Rosemary, would you like a general reading, or do you have a specific question? Or
I'm just wondering if my dreams are for a relationship, job-wise, are coming up, if you can pick that up, or you can do general, whatever's easiest. I know
okay,
you don't have much time.
about jobs and romance, is that what you said?
Right.
Yeah, that's I grew up with six brothers, as Jan heard me say, and I'm amazed how complex you ladies are. Which is good. We sure need a lot of feminine holistic balance in our planet. But one thing I think women need to remember is we men don't think like y'all do. It's a hard thing to digest.
I know.
We just don't. But having said that, Rosemary, I've been charging these stones up, and whenever you want to, all you have to do is say drop, and I'm going to drop these stones and tell you what I see.
Drop.
There you go. Well, it's interesting I said there you go, because you've got the magic stone pointing right toward Mercury at the top. Right in the center, you have the commitment stone, the luck stone. It's pointing back toward Pluto and Saturn's doing that. So what this means is this is a real time for you to make decisions because Mercury's right at the top about moving forward. You've been through a lot of things in the past that have Pluto's right near the center that you're processing from, but you've not only have you done a lot already in that regard, but it's about to bring its luck to you. It's like you've kind of processed that as much as need be or as much as you have to, and now you're starting to get a feeling of commitment to very empowering decisions for yourself, where you want the next year to go, how you want to see yourself re-inspired both relationship-wise, job-wise, what's the other word, just energy-wise, confidence-wise, and so forth. So, yeah, I think you're getting into a good position probably sooner rather than later about, you say you're trying to land a new job, is that what it is?
Right.
Yeah, it feels like you've, with Mercury right at the top and the magic stone, it feels like you're not only gearing yourself up, but what you've either sent out as resumes or planned on is good to continue. Remember, it is the holidays and things are slow, but within about 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to have a lot of good feedback, and you're going to feel very confident about things, and you're going to have, I wouldn't be surprised if you're either getting a job or getting offered opportunities, and maybe some things are a little different from what you've done before. So, because you've got the luck stone right in the center. And this is also saying, when it's pointing to Pluto here, it's saying, don't look at what you're afraid of. Look at what you're good at. Don't look at what's not working. Look at how committed you can be, because you can really you can deal with pressures and obstacles. You can you're good at that. You have a way of like being an intermediary force between opposing sides in some sort of way. So you've got a lot of that good luck and energy, and it's going to come back into play. So even if the timing is a little bit off, don't let it whittle on your confidence, because after the first of the year, it feels like you're coming on like a freight train with a lot of conviction, a lot of strength. You feel love in a stronger way again. It takes another, and it's not just love for other people and relationships and so forth and family. It's love about you, with you, with yourself, where you're going, and how you're proceeding and moving forward. So it's really opening a new cycle for you. By the 8th and 9th and 10th week here, you're really working on fresh dreams. So I wouldn't be surprised if you've either landed a job then or are going from like A to B. There's certainly some new like learning skills you're going to get, whether it's training or education, something along that line. But by the 8th and 9th week here, not only do you feel balanced, you feel harmonious, things are working for you, you're seeing the long term, and you've healed a lot of your doubts about whether it's age or marketability or how do I get back in. You're healing that in the first week and a half or two. And I wouldn't be surprised soon after the first of the year you land some good fish, you know, because by the end of this three-month period, you're going to be really prepared for a lot of fresh changes in your life, because there's just a lot of growth and a lot of fresh things that right now you're hoping for and planning for and planting seeds, and they will come into play. Does that make sense to you, Rosemary?
Yes.
And be sure and listen back on the archives. You can download them to your computer, and we've only got about 46 seconds. So I wanted to say to my dear partner, Jan, thanks for joining in. Rosemary, thanks for joining us. We've got several more callers that came in, but we just don't have time. We'll try to get you next week. We'll be back. God bless you, Rosemary, all you folks. Have a good Christmas. Have a good holidays. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Jan. You stay beautiful. Y'all tune in next week. And thanks for being here with us. Have a good week.